What is up, everybody? Isn't it great to be alive on a Monday night with the Fig Guys? It is me, the OG Fig Kid, Thomas Montalto, the last week of my 40s. And joining me, as usual, the hottest hot tag partner in the business.
It's me. It's good old Mike B. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, thank you for joining us at the Guy.
Oh, my gosh.
One time I got to do the F to the I to the G to the G to the U to the Y to the S.
Oh, you just nailed it, though. I love it. Man, happy, how good is like Road Dog Day?
Happy Monday, everybody. And good is it? Happy Road Dog Day.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us on a Monday, peeling back the curtain a little bit. I had a trade I have to work tomorrow night. I'm usually off on Tuesdays because I need it off on Friday. So that's why instead of like skipping this week or giving you a pre-recorded episode, we're right here live with you guys on a Monday. So
fun
times. And let me tell you, we got a jam-packed episode for you. We got news and pictures and reveals and maybe unboxings if we even get to them. We have so much today.
It's exciting.
But you know what? We were supposed to, again, I forgot, my bad. We were supposed to do a paper figs and neither one of us thought about it until just now. And there were some good outfits. There were some great outfits and we could get into them a little bit, but I will say what an elimination chamber. I was just talking to Mike about this before we came on the air. Perhaps one of the best WWE pay-per-views ever. Like, I think it might rank in the top 10 from opening bell to the closing of the show. It was a banger. We had moments, we had stories, we had amazing wrestling. So bravo to everybody involved with that pay-per-view or PLE, whatever the hell you want to call it. I sat there like so entertained and I'm just so glad WWE is back in a place where we could actually love it. Like, 2 years ago, it was unwatchable.
I wasn't watching it.
Yeah. And now, like, it's can't miss TV, can't miss PLEs, can't miss specials. WrestleMania is just 2 months away. Not even.
It's not crazy. Very crazy. And it's funny because, of, you know, I'm so used to our schedule that I'm like, oh, tomorrow's going to be, you know, Dynamite. I'm super pumped. But no, tomorrow's NXT, and I'm actually going to be able to watch it. I'm looking forward to it. Super, super cool. But yeah, man, holy smokes. They blew it out of the water with the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. I am rethinking my vote now for the crowdfund because I think the modern-day Elimination Chamber would be really cool if it had the lighting. I don't know if they would do the lighting, but it would be cool.
They might. It'd be cool. Yeah. I'd be here for it.
It'd be a nice little touch, I think, that they can get away with making things. But whatever. Besides the fact, what a pay-per-view.
It is. Like, I mean, there's so many things. Like, this is the version of Jade I think we've all been waiting for since she debuted in AEW. Like, she looked amazing. She had that killer instinct in her eyes. She tore Naomi apart. I'm absolutely here for this Jade. Absolutely. Yeah. Liv Morgan, we watched her become a superstar in front of our eyes. She came up with the Riot Squad and she was just like the third member. And then they left and I'm like, oh, what are they going to do with her? And then she beat Ronda Rousey for the title. And it just didn't seem like, it felt like forced.
Yeah.
I will like applaud her all day long for what she's turned herself into, man. She is a star. She was the star of the Women's Elimination Chamber. Did you see the picture of her she posted yesterday with all the bruises?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, man, she truly has turned into and Triple H said it after on the presser too, like just watching what she's become into, like it's amazing. Good for her. Like, it's so nice to see somebody develop like that in front of our eyes.
Yeah.
I almost feel like the women care more than the men at this point. Like, I feel like they love what they're doing and are loving wrestling and they're going the mile. It's kind of crazy.
I don't disagree. But I do have to say for the first time this year, the men's rumble was better than the women's. And it's been a while since that was swapped around. And I can't say the men's chamber wasn't the best chamber probably
all time.
20 years. I don't know. Those first couple ones were really cool because it was new.
The stories they told throughout the whole men's, and then the fact that I didn't even know if you picked up on this, Punk and Drew weren't even in there at the same time. Like, I thought that was a beautiful.
Didn't need to be either.
Right.
That was the best part.
Right.
I absolutely, I don't know. If we talk about those emotional moments, right, when we're wrestling fans, but watching Cena and Punk in there again for the, you know, it's the first time in how long, it's been it was amazing to see. And they both kept it, like, it wasn't like they skipped the beat,
right? You know?
They were back there. It was beautiful. Love the hug between Cena and Punk.
Yeah.
Nice. But then, you know, wow. What a way to close it out. I mean, not only do, you know, we get the first ever, I mean, natural F-bomb in a WWF promo, not bleeped, nothing, which I was super, super, so that was the most surprising thing of the night.
I loved it. So I love,
but, more surprising than what happened next is that, you know, Cody tells The Rock, no, man, these people, this ring, this is my house.
Yeah.
This is where my soul belongs. Go F yourself. And then,
but to me, like, I loved it. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching this and I'm watching Cena's reactions and I'm like loving Cena's reactions. I'm like, so this good. Is hysterical. Yeah. I'm like, look at this. And then like, they sucked you into it. And then he goes in for the hug and like, the face, and it's like, I just like my jaw dropped. Like, everybody, like, you heard this. Never in my wildest dream would I expect the John Cena farewell tour to go out with him as a heel. And again, you know, he's going to be a baby face by the end, he has to be. But instead of him just doing the tour and kissing babies and shaking hands, we're getting a great story out of it. Like, what a way to cement his legacy.
Definitely range, right? It's something that obviously the fan base has been clamoring for decades. And you can say that Cena's been wrestling for, you know,
three forever. Decades, right? This is the third decade.
So crazy. I was there since night one.
That's insane.
That is insane. But you know, it's not just like, I knew once Cody said no, there was something gonna happen.
Yes.
And I knew I could feel it just by why would
when I knew ring? Something was gonna happen. I didn't know what was gonna happen, but when Cody came out with Cena still in a ring, I'm like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Like, it's
just I thought it was gonna be just, you know, hey, you guys wrestling at Mania, blah, you know, it was great. Well, very, very well done, man.
I had a feeling something was gonna happen. I didn't know what it was gonna be.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was gonna be. So, and again, like, so they're building this story now. It's going to be Cena and Cody, but like, they're building, you talk about long-term story. This has to end eventually with Cody wrestling The Rock in one-on-one match, doesn't it? It has to. But I feel like it's just the slowest burn. Like, I feel like it's coming, but
it won't be until next year.
I think it might be next Mania in Louisiana.
Yeah. Ooh, that would be good.
Yeah, back in our buddy J-Bone's backyard. Am I gonna go to my third Mania in a row?
Ooh, well, I mean, at this point, we're traveling with the circus, right?
Yeah. So,
holy moly, man!
Yeah,
what a way to run the show, and what a way to end the show. Leaves everybody guessing. Hence why we're trying to get out of here in time to
Exactly. And in case you don't know who we are by now, let me just tell you, we are the Fig Guys. And if you need to know where to find us, we're at Official Fig Guys all over social media. Go to thefigguys.com. All of our links are there. And don't forget, we do have a podcast as well. It drops every Wednesday morning normally, but I think I'll drop this one tomorrow morning. If you missed it, we had a bonus episode Saturday night. We had Tom from Ringside on talking all about the unsanctioned classic superstars. It's up here on our YouTube. It's in our podcast. Check it out. I had a ton of fun talking to him. I thought it was an amazing interview. Yeah. Go check it out. I'm excited for the future of the line. And if you haven't heard it, I think it's definitely worth a listen. So
I second and third everything you just said. On top of it, I'm wearing the shirt now. Like, they got walking advertising, which is great.
Absolutely.
Not that the figures need the advertising, but it's a new line and we should be talking about it.
Spread the word. Listen,
we'll talk about it.
There's some great news. There's some great things going around. People know these figures are great. They sold out in a couple hours. So
yeah, crazy.
Talk about doing it right. Kudos to again, absolutely. We congratulated Tom the other day, but again, congratulations to everybody at Ringside on a successful drop for the first drop of Unsanctioned Classic Superstars. Great job, guys. Tom, John, Trevor, everybody there.
Killed it.
Yeah. So what do you say? What do you say we jump into the news, Mike?
Let's do it.
There we go.
Talk about news, man. We got a lot of news, and we got a lot of news from a lot of different places. It's awesome, man. I'm very excited. Exciting couple weeks to be a wrestling collector, but we're going to start it off with these beautiful, brand new Walmart exclusive, available online at walmart.com and ready to ship, which is unheard of. This is
crazy. Taking
follow here. We're getting things revealed. They're shipping. They're here. I don't know what happened. We got this awesome Kenny Omega and Ricky Starks, and as well as the John Moxley unrivaled team. Not those guys. We'll talk about those guys later.
Hold on. I thought I put the Moxley slide in here. What did I do?
He slid right out. He's unsanctioned. He's not doing his thing.
My bad. Hold on. Let me go real quick. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
I knew I had it.
But we also have this beautiful, unrivaled Supreme, and obviously two Walmart exclusives, being that Ricky Starks, that awesome, beautiful Kenny Omega. Three amazing figures, but that's not all, man. But go to Walmart. This is, I mean, what do we call it when it's in limbo, Tom?
Did you say purgatory?
Yeah. No. Mox is in purgatory right now. He's in the limbo. Can you order him?
He's not up right now. I checked.
He's not up right now. He was up.
He will be.
He'll be in and out.
You know, when Walmart starts getting these in, they go in and out all day long. So just keep refreshing your app or your website, wherever you are. But Ricky Saints, brand new Ricky Saints figure. Is this going to be the first AEW exclusive that doesn't sit on the shelves at Walmart?
Hey,
because kids are now seeing him in NXT.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
You know what I say? It's good for business, because
100%.
What a perfect timing for Jazzwares is to release a released AEW figure or person is right when they show up on TV, because he's going to sell so fast, man.
Absolutely. It happened with the Cody Supreme. Like,
yeah,
cool. It's a cool thing, because it helps Jazzwares out it too. And listen, I'm all about helping all the toy companies.
I am here to say that this is a beautiful Ricky Starks, because it's so different from their normal release.
Yeah.
He's not wearing, you know, just the regular tights. He's got long boys on. He's got some cool looking knee pads, great color gear, a little AJ Styles-esque, if you will, but still good. Available now at Walmart. This Kenny Omega looks great.
The amazing, like, I love how they do the tights on Kenny. Like, they do the spray paint stuff on him. They just look so good. The boots look amazing.
Super clean.
I'm excited for these.
Pretty sure new head as well.
Yeah, you screaming Kenny head. I don't think we had that one before.
Love it. So very, very cool. We got new stuff. Get it. Walmart.com. It's, what was it? At Walmart Collector's Day or something?
Yes.
Walmart? Yes. Yeah. So Collecticon. Walmart Collecticon. Also, coming from New York Toy Fair, so much happened in so little time. And we've done, this is episode 3 in less than a week. Check it out. We got these beautiful looking, headed to the vault, into our collections. But we have 7-star FTR. I mean, how many stars? They are the star collectors. Brand new sculpts. Unbelievable
100%.
On these bad boys. So much. Such an improvement from the last ones. Love, love, love the throwback packaging. You're getting your Ring of Honor tag titles. Matching gear from their match with the Briscoe Brothers.
Yes.
In the dog collar match. Rock and roll. Let's go, baby.
Absolutely.
So
this good. Is what I've been waiting for FTR. I had a friend at work who watches our stuff actually the other day. He's like, you never say anything bad about figures. If you want me to say something bad, just go look at the original FTR releases from Jazzwares. They're still sitting at my Walmart, believe it or not. I never bought them because of how bad they are. These things, chef kiss, beautiful. I need 2 sets, because the packaging just captures it. It's just amazing.
So good. And I can't stop staring at the newest, like, new scans. They look phenomenal.
Absolutely. We got the mustache backs finally. Cash looks like, great job. I would not mind.
Nice big beard on
actually, Cash. I'm going to say this. I want to get one to get autographed. I love this. And I love FTR.
One hell of a set to get autographed. I'm
right there with you.
But so good. Coming soon, the Jazzwares Vault.
I can't wait.
Can't wait for these bad boys. We also got some other cool stuff coming to the vault. Because this guy, super cool, the hand-drawn, this was drawn This is designed by Orange Cassidy in his mind. Very, very cool. Very take me on vibes here. So awesome. Love.
I feel like he goes perfect with Tony Storm.
Absolutely. cool concept. Great figure. Love the box design. It looks like he's gonna have some foil.
It reminds me of that movie. What was the movie that oh my gosh.
Almost Famous?
Yes, thank you. Almost Famous. You knew exactly what I was saying.
I zoned in on you. We got it.
I can't think of the actress's name. What's her name?
That I can't tell you.
Kate. Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Yeah.
It's driving me crazy. Somebody in the chat.
Phenomenal actress. Yeah. Kate Winslet? No.
No, Kate Winslet was on Titanic.
It was a good guess, though. I can't think of her name.
Kate
right now.
Something. It's Kate. You're right. It's not Kate Winslet.
I was thinking of it. Was Kate.
Something. It is Kate. It is Kate.
It's in my head. I know. It's one of my favorite
movies. Something in your head.
I'm here for this. Also, coming to the vault soon. This is a very, very cool Orange Cassidy.
Oh, yeah. I'll be picking
this
up.
He's our champion. All right. We love Orange Cassidy.
I'll pick this bad boy up.
But wait. More. We also have the new unrivaled 17 in-box images featuring Willow Nightingale. What do we got here? Adam Copeland, a brand new Kill Switch, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Swerve Strickland, Ricky the Saints go marching in, Starks, and of course, Daddy's Home with his beautiful, beautiful look at Christian Cage.
Yeah, okay. Kate Hudson. Thank you, John DeBombs.
I knew it was somebody.
And everybody listening on a podcast was probably yelling at us. When you listen to podcasts, do you talk to them? I do. I used to yell at you when you were in that first podcast of yours. How do you not know who She Got Not Casey is? But that's okay.
Listen, I still don't know who you what podcast?
Rectangle, triangle, I don't know, some shape.
Triangle.
Pyramid, that was it.
Triangle, death pyramid. Yeah.
These look good, man. These look really good, these figures. I love it. I really love it.
You know what? The Kill Switch is, I think, the shining star out of the set.
Dude, I love the Christian.
The Christian's great, but that Kill Switch is so detailed, so spot on. And also, we haven't seen Kill Switch because he's been sick. Heel up, sir.
Yeah, like I saw him at an event lately. He was out like a signing. I hope he can make it back and be able to wrestle again, dude.
He lost a ton of weight. I see that picture too. He's very, very skinny, man.
That's all right.
I hope he's doing good, man.
Listen, health first. I hope he gets healthy, even if he can't get wrestling again.
Yeah.
Like we always wish these guys the best to just be able to live their life happy because they sacrifice so much for the fans.
Yeah.
Like they do it for they love it, but honestly, they do it for the fans too. And you can't forget that. So
they do it for you, Tom.
They do it for me. I love these guys.
Yeah. I really love the gear on the Swerve is awesome. Yeah. The Ricky Starks, obviously fantastic. Edge looks great.
Will and Nightingale getting her first two figures.
Yeah. I love the pink gear. I love the pink gear. Black and gold looks good. Just a very, very solid looking set here, man. Can't wait. Daddy's
absolutely.
Hoping. I'm dying for this Christian's great.
I need this Christian too. I absolutely need this Christian.
So good.
All right. What else do we got in the news, Mikey?
Oh, tell him what's next, Tom. We are rocking and rolling. We got K-Fab. What is this? I'm so sorry. KWK. Almost said K-Fab Heroes. Yeah, it is K-Fab Heroes. Get your KWK Max Moon. They're rocking and rolling. They're rocking. Look at all those beautiful retailers. We got Asylum Toys, KWK. KWK UK.
Yeah, lots of retailers for you to get this out. Go check. If you're unsure, go to the Asylum. J&J is amazing. I've used J&J. Like, you could, just helps. There's so many choices.
J&J Security, right?
Yeah. J&J Security.
J&J Security is fantastic.
Yes.
They've never let me down.
No.
No.
All right.
Jamie Noble is safe.
Jamie Noble.
I still have
Jamie Noble is a big rubber guy fan. Just for the
That's record. Good. He should be.
Yeah.
I still have the J&J Security 2-pack. I bought like 5 of them.
Really?
Kept them for suit figures so I could pop them off. It works out so great. But this is awesome. We got Max Moon. We got the one of 350 Comet Kid. You asked for their back, baby. $14.99. That's good. That almost looks. Am I reading that right?
That's what I copied and pasted. I saw it. So
$14.99. Wild.
Yeah.
I'm here for it, man. So good.
All right, let's see what do we got next. Oh,
we got more KWK kayfabe heroes. Barry Horowitz times Horowitz. See what I did there? That was good.
Yeah, I did, and it was horrible. No, I'm kidding.
You guys are it was very horrible. you're not seeing double, you're not seeing triple, and you're not seeing quadruple. There are four versions of Barry Horowitz rock and roll, and all in different color carding. We got your yellow, your purple, your blue, and your red. Look,
I love that.
Awesome, man. Great gears, though.
I never thought I needed a Barry Horowitz figure, and I might have to get one. I don't know.
Somewhere out there, there's a Barry Horowitz completionist that is cursing at us right now because he's got to order so many Barry Horowitz figures.
Which one would you say, and I don't even know if you know the answer to this, which one would you think would be the one to collect if you're just going to get one?
If I'm looking at it and I'm going to get one, it's going to be the one with the suspenders.
Oh, really? I was thinking of green tights reminded me the most of...
Probably the green tights. I have no idea. I think I've seen 10 seconds of Barry Horowitz in my
life. He was a big jobber during my day, so I get it.
He's an even bigger jobber now. But don't let him job out your collection. Go over to KWK and pick these bad boys up. There's four of them. They're beautiful. $15.99. Dude, at this price point, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be buying all these.
And again, I think what they did is they upped their production to give it to more people to sell. To see, like, this is a great idea because you will sell more at a cheaper price point. Because there's figures I like, oh, I wish that wasn't $40. I would get that. Like,
yeah.
You have especially to, like,
in this style.
100%. 100%. So I think it's cool that a lot of people are getting a bunch of chances to sell this stuff. And if it's going to make it at a more reasonable price for us, I'm all in. 100%.
$14.99, I'm in.
Yeah.
Sign me up. I'll get them as much as possible. But these are great, man. So good. Again, KWK, Kayfabe Heroes, Barry Horowitz, times Horowitz. Go get them now. Not going to let it die. Ooh, yeah. But I know you're not going to let this die because we got major news from Collect Major showing off Series 13 of the Big Rubber Guys. Tom, take the lead. This is your baby.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. We are going to be getting Kerry Von Erich, Hercules, as well as the Islanders, King Tama, and... What was Tonga Kid's name on the island? Tamu? What was his name? Tonga? Tamu. Tonga? I can't remember the name of the Islanders now. Well, Haku was King Tonga before he was Haku.
Yeah.
And originally he was Tonga Kid, but I believe he changed his name when he went to the Islanders. And I know Don DeBom Smith is going to be telling me about 3, 2, 1. No, he let me down, but he will get it.
Kate Hudson was the other Islander's name.
Kate Hudson. These look phenomenal. I mean, this is the set coming that goes on sale in May, I guess, because for March we have the 3 Demolition. Looks great. Yeah. Kerry Von Erich, the Islanders.
Kerry Von Erich, phenomenal. Obviously, it's just so good. Hercules.
Real Hercules, like not the gear. Like, everybody's like, oh, I never saw him to wear that gear. When Hercules first debuted in WWF, he wore that gear for a year. Tonga Kid. Tama was Tonga Kid. So it was Tama was his name as the Islanders. Okay, thank you. I was saying Tamu. It was Tama. I knew that.
Tamu.
But when you have 50 years of wrestling in your brain, you seem to start forgetting more stuff than some people know.
It becomes Bush.
Yes. It's funny because I was saying it before when I was doing the notes. I should have written it down. I knew it was Tama.
So,
thank you, Don.
Dude, these look amazing.
They do. We got so much news from Collect Major. Let's see what else we got.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even talk about Danhausen, but there was Danhausen there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That one is still coming in the red, though.
Very nice, very evil, very red trunks, rocking little tooth decals.
That tattoos look great.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love this facial expression. It's kind of like, he's like a jester.
Yeah.
Like, look at Danhausen face paint. So good, man. Amazing. But what else we got? We got so much popping over here.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Now it's the, here you go.
We got more Hardy Boys because we got Matt and Jeff Hardy from their dark match gear. Or if you want to, their debuts, but they're Matt and Jeff Hardy in the Major Bendy.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are awesome.
I love it. And I like how they modeled them after the younger versions of the Hardys. You could tell the difference. So.
And a gear that we've never seen a figure form yet. So
yeah. Super Absolutely. Mule. Looks Big great. Fan. Looks Love great. It.
What else we got? Major stars. More major stars. We got a first look at Jordan Grace. I love the packaging of these.
Dude, very cool. I love these.
Also, we got Sabu, Ethan Page, Sergeant Slaughter. We got a lot.
How good does that Sarge look, dude? Like
the Sarge looks better than most Sergeant Slaughter figures, and a lot of Sergeant Slaughter figures are amazing. So that
they're getting me with this line. I didn't have much interest until I started to see them. I love Series 1, which is rumor is they said Series 2 might actually hit before Series 1.
Wow.
But, well, again, instead of them like telling us a crap product, they were not happy with the way Series 1 came out when they shipped it to them. And they talked all about this on a major wrestling figure podcast that they said that they couldn't sell it because they want to make sure we're getting quality. Well, if they sell a first Series 1 that sucks, who's going to come back for Series 2? Nobody. So I think they made the absolute right move.
Very admirable. Yeah, I love it.
So. And again, it's going to cost them money. Like they're going to lose money probably for Series 1. However, it keeps the line around in the long run because people won't tap on it. So
yeah, I love it though. These look great. I'm all in on these unique kind of figures, and nobody's really doing anything like this. So
this is cool. Like I feel like this is what Funko should be.
I'm not. I completely agree.
Yeah. So good job for them. And I would not be shocked to see them expand this beyond wrestling, and eventually we see these in the back of our Targets.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. So.
Speaking of beyond wrestling,
let's move on to the next.
We're heading down to Sweet Home Chicago with beautiful bad boys. That you got the original bad boys. You got the Blues Brothers coming in major star form. I was not expecting this. This is a cool announcement, man. We got Blues. We got Aykroyd. We're rock and rolling. This is really, really cool, man.
I love these because they have a sentimental place in my heart because I remember being a little kid and I would always go over to my uncle's house and he had the Laserdisc player.
Oh, yeah.
And he would play us we'd watch the Blues Brothers movie like all the time. And he loved the Blues Brothers. The Blues Brothers were friggin' icons. You could go watch their skits today. You could go watch that movie today and you're still going to enjoy it. I feel like the Blues Brothers are absolutely timeless. But like when I saw these, it brings me back to being in my uncle's bedroom and watching it. And it like, I just remember being so excited for when they got to the scene of them driving through the mall and
I would have took you to the mall when you were here.
Oh, we got to go do that next time.
It's like 20 minutes from here.
Oh my gosh. We're going to do that next time. And we need to watch that movie because I haven't seen it in so long. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, of course. Oh,
I need to watch it. I need to watch it. Julia so like
there's a lot of good stuff.
It gives me all sorts of feels just seeing this again because of my uncle. So like, you know,
awesome.
He passed away. He's like, a little over 10 years ago now. It used to take me to wrestle on conventions back then and find things and sucks sometimes life.
This was a nice thing about this is a nice little reminder crossing paths in your world of toy collecting and being here, and those are the little gifts that we keep getting, you know, and that's awesome. Gotta love that.
100%, 100%.
So excited for these are gonna be badass. I know you're getting them.
I am getting them.
Yeah, I have to get them just so I can take them downtown and take a picture by the two tower thing.
Dude,
garage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Absolutely. Yep. After WrestleMania, my next thing, I got to start thinking about a trip to Chicago for a nice long weekend.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
When we're relaxed.
Related. Yeah.
Exactly. We can just hang out and do fun things.
Not suffocate because we're flying around venue to venue.
And I have no time to get. Yeah, absolutely. We're doing that sometime soon.
Yeah, how can you enjoy Chicago deep dish pizza when you're moving the whole weekend?
Listen, the first one I had was at your house. We have the pictures and the video of it. It's so good.
It's so good.
But
this isn't the only thing that they're moving into because they have announced Rambo in big rubber guy form. This is awesome. We got Rambo, obviously, with his signature knife. Super, super great. And he's got his awesome signature gun with the belt of bullets. This is so insane. I was not expecting to see Rambo joining big rubber guys,
but
it fits right in.
I'm just hoping,
perfect,
hoping, praying that could this possibly mean that one day maybe Rocky big rubber guys,
Ooh.
I can hope. I would love that. That
would be phenomenal.
Give me Rocky. Give me Apollo Creed. Give me Clubber Lang.
I didn't even think about that, but hey.
That's what I thought. First thing when I saw this.
Big rubber boxers.
And I'll say this. I don't need Rambo. However, I will buy it to support the line. It's cool. It's cool enough that I could fit this into my collection. Yeah. But just to like show that outside lines can work and hopefully get a Rocky, I'm going to support it 100%.
Until there's Jane, some Bob Big Rubber guys, I'm out. But no, this looks awesome. Rambo, another movie from the childhood. My dad used to throw it on.
I remember whenever I think of Rambo, I think of one thing, him stitching his own arm up.
Yes, absolutely.
That just stands in my mind forever.
Crazy. Right. But yeah, awesome to see Collect Major growing into different
absolutely.
Now. I'm here for it.
Who would have thought their little podcast would lead to a toy line that's now expanding beyond wrestling? How crazy is that?
Podcast?
Yeah.
Whoa.
They do.
You guys check them out.
Let's move on. Oh, what a rush.
What a LOD. What a Road Warrior news this past week. And they didn't stop on Friday. They led all the way through, man. We got these beautiful big rubber Road Warriors.
These are Legion of Doom, man.
These are beautiful is what they
are. I cannot wait for these. I have these ordered for months from Big Bad Toy Store. I cannot wait to get them in.
Yeah.
This is the first picture we've actually seen of them, though, and they look amazing.
Yeah. Fantastic. So,
and again, I'll say this. I saw people saying, why is everybody doing Road Warrior figures? Shut your mouth, know your role, and keep making Road Warrior figures. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm here for it. We haven't had them in how long? Like 14 years we haven't gotten a new.
Right. So listen, I'm excited to be getting those heels and faces. I'm excited for the unsanctioned ones that we have.
Yeah.
Just keep bringing them. Keep bringing the Road Warrior figures. Legion of Doom. I don't care. I want them all.
Yeet all the Road Warriors into our collection. You love it.
I do love it. All right.
That's so good. So amazing.
What's up? So that's all the news for today. We got Mo the Fig God in the chat. Let's go. Hello. Fig guys on a Monday. Don the Bomb Smith reading figures. I missed that ringside video with Tom. This unsanctioned class of figures line has so much potential, so many possibilities, so many holes to fill. Do I hear a genius figure? We know who Don the Bomb Smith wants, and I'm telling you, we should drop Tom an email and let him know we need a Leaping Lanny Poffel genius.
Absolutely.
Multiple versions. Absolutely. We got Goldberg, who was on last week. Go check that out. It was a fun episode. He said Mox was up for about 1 minute earlier today over on Walmart. So keep your eyes out for that. Don the Bomb Smith, I have to get those FTR figures. Yes. Their first two sets were nowhere nearly as good. They were terrible. He said, that's right, Tama was the Tonga Kid. Now, I remember Stevie Afi, but I don't remember him being a Third Islander. I remember him wrestling. I just don't remember him being an Islander, so that's funny.
We got
Jamal McGee. What's up, buddy? Thank you for joining us.
What up, Jamal?
I definitely want some. I definitely would love a Leap and Lanny Potter figure. I would not complain about that at all, guys, at all.
I've never complained. I like them all. Give me everything, damn it.
What do you say we do a ringside roundup?
Ooh, yeah. Ringside roundup.
The ringside roundup is brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles, WrestlingFigures.com. When you are done here, listening to us talk about a whole ton of new reveals that we're about to get into, go over to Ringside Collectibles. Oh, you got a thumbs up. Over to Ringside Collectibles, place yourself a big ass order, and when you go to check out, make sure you put in those seven letters. Fig guys, FIGGUYS. Yes, I counted, Mike. And save yourself 10% on us. What are you waiting for? Let's do it today. Go to Ringside Collectibles and show them some love. All right.
You love it. We all love it. Guys, check out the brand new line from Ringside Collectibles. Ringside Collectibles presents unsanctioned classic superstars with their very first drop of the Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors. We got Animal. We got Hawk, fully articulated. I mean, these guys, the pinless joints, they're rocking and rolling. You got two different head scans, a plethora of hands to go with it, removable shoulder pad with the spikes, two different colors, two different variants. We got four brand new figures from them dropped
absolutely
out of nowhere, like an RKO.
And I didn't even realize until Tom said it the other day that the paint, the face paint is actually different on each set too. Like,
absolutely.
It's cool.
So cool. Obviously we had Tom on to talk about it. We've talked about it. I'm wearing the shirt. Tom had the shirt on Saturday. I got them in hand right here. We're opening. We got them all over the place. They are amazing. They sold out so fast, but don't worry, because you can head on over to Ringside Collectibles right now. They're back up for a little bonus order. So go get them while you can. Use code FIGGUYS. Save the money. Save the 10%.
Absolutely. Feel the rush. They're great. They're absolutely amazing. All right.
I have my loose ones put away right now, or else I would be like, check them out. But they're so, so good, man.
Well, I have mine here, but they're not open, and I don't know how I could open them because I just love the packaging so much. There you go. They look phenomenal.
Stay tuned. This week, we're going to have some Road Warriors on the Instagram. Everybody,
we got tons of some pictures. Mike will be shooting a lot of pictures.
I have so, like there's a plethora of boxes. We'll give them everything and anything, but these are amazing, guys. Go support Ringside. This is awesome. They fit right in with your jacks, or not your jacks, with your jacks and your toy biz. No, they fit right in with your Mattel, your Jazzwares. They're phenomenal. Yes, again, super, super awesome. Can't put them over enough.
Wow, they look great.
Yeah, so good. They are amazing. And to top it off, that wasn't all they dropped. They also dropped a brand new Bell to Bell Dabu, the suicidal, homicidal, death-defying. So, so good. Cloth good pants. He's got the what do we call this? The head drape?
I don't know what it's called. The headgear? The headpiece?
Headgear. We'll go with the headgear.
Suicidal. Homicidal,
death-defying, Sabu, so good. If you are collecting Bell to Bell, if you guys need a Sabu to fit in with your Superstars line, dude, I know I did.
The tights, like the pants, are so amazing that they actually have elastic in the bottom so you can pull them up. But the gold, they really nailed the gold as well.
Yeah.
No, what a absolutely. Job well done on this figure, man.
Yeah. No, and I listen, I put my order in for the Road Warriors, and Ringside Collectibles was so awesome to hook it up with, obviously, the t-shirt, but also both sets of the Road Warriors and this awesome Sabu. Thank you guys so much. It's awesome to check them out. I'm in love with the Sabu, though. I don't even want to open it because it's so good, but we do have to, you've mentioned it before, but the card on this, it's so thick. It's like this is an indestructible figure.
It was hard. It was really hard to get the plastic off because of the quality to make sure it doesn't fall off.
Yeah, you know you got a great package when you're ripping the cardboard to shreds, man. It's super thick.
Yep.
Super solid. Don't hit anybody over the head with it.
Why? Does it hurt that bad? All right.
Do me.
I'm 50. I'm 50 and not any smarter. So
Now you're as smart as a 49-year-old. Look at that.
That's all you can ask at this point.
But so, so good. Also, we got Elite 116 dropping. I mean, they're out. They're already in people's hands, what? In Tom's hand. Crazy how quick the world goes, right? But Jade Cargill, Lexus King, Brian Pillman, Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, and of course, Randy Orton, fresh off of his return at Elimination Chamber. It was great.
It was great. It was absolutely great. So, great set right here. So,
good job, guys. That was a fun watch.
Keep watching our social media because you never know when you're going to see a little bonus of maybe me opening these and stuff. So,
yeah, we need Mike to hear your thoughts.
This weekend goes live and he unboxes something. We'll see how the week plays out, how our time goes. So,
I need to hear your thoughts on this Jade Cargill when you get a good time. I know it's your birthday, but we got shit to do, Tom.
I want to open this trade. Trust me.
No, it's great. It's such a great set, though. It obviously is. So you got your debut figures for Lexus King and obviously Jade Cargill, and the rest are the best. Go get them now while you can. Ringside Collectibles. Use code FIGGUYS. Save that 10%. You know the drill.
Yeah, absolutely. Boom.
And super upset I missed out on the initial pre-order, but I don't worry.
Mine are traveling the country. I live in New Jersey. These shipped from New York and they're in Florida.
They're hanging out.
Why are they in Florida, USPS?
The Rock is picking them up on his way back from Elimination Chamber. You're going to get a doorbell ring on your birthday. It's going to be the final boss. He's going to have your ultimate.
The Rock calling out our buddy Sam Roberts and saying he listens to a podcast and then talking about stuff he actually says on a podcast. What a surreal moment that had to be for Sam.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
So cool. Absolutely.
I popped when he talked about his podcast just because I love Sam. He's been on our show a bunch of times. So it was really, really cool.
Super, super awesome, man. Funny how our worlds are all kind of lining up and mingling together. Absolutely. It's great. So, so good. But yes, you got it right here. Ultimate Edition 25. Pre-orders are shipped out. Second orders are, May?
Yeah, something like
that. We got some time. We got some time, folks. But great Buddha, Damian Priest, Final Boss Rock. Two Absolutely. Great Buddhas. Fantastic. Fantastic Buddhas.
Absolutely. The best Buddhas.
But we're moving to the pre-orders and we go right from 25 into Ultimate Edition 26 with Jey Uso. We got Jimmy Uso and of course Drew McIntyre. Such a great set here.
Stay tuned. We're going to be looking at these a little closer in just a minute, but yeah, you could pre-order these right now. I pre-ordered them already, Mike.
How could you not?
I have to. Ultimates go up. I got to pre-order them instantly.
I got to get me that Jimmy or that Jey Uso.
You get on ringside.
Jimmy's great though, but
and a great Drew figure. I haven't bought a Drew figure in. I don't know if I ever bought a Drew figure, but I bought this one and I have it coming. It's pre-ordered, so
I love it. Good stuff. Ooh yeah, we're moving right along into Elite Greatest Hits number 8. Lion Man flying through all these, but we got Cody Rhodes. We got Gunther, we got Roman Reigns, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Great set.
Absolutely. Yeah. I need to Cena. I definitely need to Cena. I might get the Stone Cold. I don't know.
What are you talking about? There's only 4 figures here.
The John Cena. Wait, you can't see him?
No, I can't see him. What are you talking about?
Well,
Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, Gunther.
Between Stone Cody and Roman Reigns, I see something there. There's at least a reflection of something.
Maybe. I can't make it out. You guys listening, make sure you watch the show. See if you could tell me if you could find that figure that Tom thinks it's up there. I don't see nothing. Moving along, we got WWE Main Event 156 with Chelsea Green in her awesome, awesome Ghostbusters gear. I'm stuck with it. We don't have a Cardona that matches it, right?
No.
We need a Cardona. What are we doing here, fellas? she should have been wearing the Jurassic Park gear. Would have been way better. But we got, what is this, Jacqueline Wild? All right,
something like that.
Jacqueline Wild. That's Max Caster. I don't know what you're talking about. Triple H, Finn Balor, and the Final Boss Rock. I'm glad. I love that we're getting these WWE and AEW crossover figures.
Look at the Rock for a basic figure. Holy smokes!
It's fantastic. That
really is.
That is the acclaim. I'm going to buy that just to put that head on Matt Caster. So good. It looks just like him. This is a great set. I'm not a big main event guy, but it's so good.
All right.
Oh, yeah. We got Elite Top Pick 2025, wave number 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Check this one out.
Come on, a little more energy there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. LA Knight, Dirty Dominic, and of course, Damian Priest rocking and rolling. This is a good set. I love it. Yeah.
It looks great. It really, you know, well, I mean, it's not top picks. We don't see the figures yet, but we know they're going to be great because they're based on figures that are already out.
They're the top picks.
Absolutely. Looks great. Looks great. So let's see.
So great.
Don DeBomb Smith says, give me all the LOD figures we can get. You know, I said it earlier. I am right with him. D-Rock says, I have the Jax version, but I'd love Mattel to do a Coco Beware. Yes. Well, good news for you. Coco Beware is under a new Legends deal. So it's this, Mike.
Yeah, hopefully, well, I'm getting the shoulders out there. If I do this, can't like see everything.
Dog. Oh, okay. I think we'll be getting one soon. Luckily, Don the Bomb Smith says, luckily, I was able to buy the red ones before they sold out. Unfortunately, Animal is missing his side hair, stripes, and tail. He's not missing them. It's not based on that version of Animal. If you listen to the episode with Tom, he explains it all, and it's a great listen. Yeah. Do you guys think that most WWE women's figures are too short these last few years? I would say no, because I think in general, the women figures are shorter. The women are shorter than the men. So we'll see. Yeah. But I would say
maybe,
no.
Maybe the main
and we'll see when one. I open up to Jade, because how tall is Jade supposed to be?
She's a tall drink of water.
Yeah, so, and she looks pretty tall in the box, so I'll have to see when I open it. But it's something to pay attention to and find out.
Absolutely.
SLS, our buddy SLS Animation says the entire world can see John Cena now. So,
yeah, but we don't want to see him now. Before we wanted to see him, now we don't want to see his dirty face. That traitor, that heel.
Oops, so I did not mean to do that. I was trying to delete this, and it didn't go. How do you delete it?
Hopefully
I guess you can't delete it.
No. Huh.
Hope we get a Cardona in a new ringside line to go with Chelsea.
Yeah.
Listen, Cardona, those new awesome looking Powertown figures. Yeah. Those Powertown Cardonas and Myers look great. I'm kind of kicking myself for not ordering them. So
I'd love to see some matching figure come from the That would be super cool.
All right. Well, like Mattel last week dropped a shit ton of reveals. What do you say we go and we look at what they dropped? First, we'll start with Elite 118 and a figure I am very excited about, Mike.
Me too.
Jacob Fatu. Amazing. This looks amazing. I cannot wait to get this in hand.
I love it.
The shirt. Look how the shirt is cut, how he wears it. Like,
I kind of agreed with a lot of the comment saying he needs to be a little thicker, but I think with the shirt on and the way the shirt's cut, it makes up for the thickness.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
And again,
Mattels are usually a little thinner, just in general.
I don't like people always say thick or thin. Unless King Kong Bundy is skinny, it doesn't really bother me. Unless it's like a really noticeable thing.
Yeah.
So that's we'll see Gilbert. Once we get in hand, because his chest looks pretty his chest looks pretty big here. So
I think it's a phenomenal looking figure. They nailed the likeness. I'm here for it.
Absolutely.
So good. Give me it.
This is the Bloodline set, because now we're getting
this is the Bloodline. Yeah.
Is this Tama Tonga or Tonga Loa?
It's a Loa Tonga. I don't here's the problem with all the Bloodline. Is it's just like the Usos. We couldn't tell them apart until
Jay, Jimmy, Tama, Tonga, whatever. So they look
Animal
great.
Hawk. They're all great Bloodline people.
These look great. I'm excited for the set. Listen, I would tell you for the first time in a long time when this set goes up for sale, I think I just got to pre-order the whole set.
I mean, at this point, yeah, this is definitely what you need to get.
This solo figure,
so good. We were calling it. I was watching Nick Storm on Figure Friday, and we were calling this Prom Sola. he went to prom by himself. His mom's trying to take a picture of him. Like, Mom, I don't want to take a picture. Like, no.
picture. That looks
so good, though. Man. Phenomenal, yeah.
I need this one.
It's Pig Ball, like, called. It was Solo Hefner.
As dude, well as?
Phenomenal Nia Jax figure.
Nia Jax, Chase version, Queen of the Ring, looks phenomenal.
Looks just like her.
Looks like the best Nia Jax figure we've seen.
100%. And she doesn't look too short. So I get what you were saying.
Yeah, I wonder if it's fixed, if it really was an issue.
It might have been. New factory, new problems, who knows? But this looks fantastic. The Queen of the Ring, Nia Jax.
So, yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. And
facing it all. Ooh.
Mike, talk to me about this.
Man, this was just foreseen. Shadowing, this is heel John Cena right here. No, he sold his soul. This is what he walks right. He doesn't have any pants on anymore. I don't know what happened. No, this is John Cena from the awesome WrestleMania 22 right here, Chicago, Illinois, Rosemont Horizon, Allstate Arena for you older heads. But yeah, man, this is his entrance gear. He came out dressed in the mafia style, very cool Chicago mobster, if you will. But yeah, he's rocking his WrestleMania 22 attire underneath, but he's got his also his entrance coat and Undertaker looking hat. I like it. The Soul Man, John
Cena. Changing it up. I love it. I love it.
Yes. The Streaker Cena.
Streaker Cena.
You there can't streak go. Me.
It looks great. It absolutely looks phenomenal.
It does. Right. It looks
Ultimus.
Fantastic.
Ultimus? That's
Ultimus.
Like Ultimus.
Optimus Prime.
Ultimus Prime. Greatest Hits Mix 2.
Yeah.
Razor Ramon and Roman Reigns. Wow, they just wanted to get double R's in the set.
That's a lot. That's quadruple R's.
Yeah, I was almost trying to roll my R, and I just messed
Razor,
up.
Razor Ramon Roman Reigns,
dude, this is phenomenal too. Like, look at this Razor.
It's as somebody pointed out, it is the same attire from the Raw 3-pack, which is really cool to have in ultimate form.
To me, I'm excited because I don't want to open that Raw 3-pack, and now I can get the figure and open it in an even better version. But yeah, keep the Raw 3-pack to display as is.
Yeah. Super solid idea. Awesome Roman. Awesome Razor.
Yeah.
Sign me up, Chico.
Absolutely. I will be picking up this. I would definitely be picking up the Razor. I don't know about the Roman yet.
I don't know if I need the Roman either.
I don't think I do. I have both versions already. And I collect the full main line of Ultimates. I collect every single one. Greatest Hits, I pick and choose. Because you know why, Mike? It's my collection. I could do what I damn well want.
You got to sell your soul.
I make the rules. I make the rules for my own collection.
I love it.
All right. Ultimate Edition Series 26. I know Mike's been waiting for this. Jey Uso with the sunglasses.
I love it. It's so good.
You're going to be adding this to your collection?
Absolutely. My only pick at this is traps are massive, but you can't tell it with the shirt on it. See, you don't think we're critical. This is as critical as I get. I'm still buying it. It's a great figure. Well worth the money. Go do it yourself. But his traps could be a little smaller. But it's still a great figure.
But is it really the traps that are that big, or is it just the way the shirt's laying on him?
Oh, there's a shirtless picture. He looks like he's got no neck.
Oh, okay.
He looks like Jay Goldberg.
He's
jacket, but he's great. Still an awesome figure. I'm still buying it. I mean, beat all over my house.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
also coming in Elite Series 26, it is Drew McIntyre. This looks phenomenal.
Love it. They gave him the meme. I said, if you know, we're spoiled in figure life when we're getting meme figured. That makes sense. So good. Love it.
Yeah.
So good.
And last but not least, in Series 26, you mentioned it earlier. It's my hero. It is Jimmy Uso. No yeet.
No yeet. No traps either. This one has no traps.
it looks like they really separated the head scan so people aren't like, no, that's Jimmy. No, that's Jay.
Well, you know what's funny about that is I walked in. I forgot it was a couple of months ago, but I walked in and seen the older Jimmy Jay Uso set. And I couldn't tell which one was the one I wanted.
I look at them and I can't tell, but my wife, she could tell them apart. She's good at that.
Well, here, like you can.
I mean,
he's wearing red, the other one's wearing black.
If you show me this figure and he wasn't wearing a no yeet shirt and said, who is this? I'd be like, Uso. I can't tell them apart. I really can't.
We would be in uproar if he had a no sheets shirt on.
All right, let's go on to the next set of reveals from the Vault Series 5. Oh my lord, this looks amazing. It's Hornswoggle DX figure.
It's right, like having St. Patrick's Day.
It's like having a little Hornswoggle.
It is a little Hornswoggle, and it's so good. And the best part is it's gonna mix right in with that DX Shawn Michaels.
That, absolutely. That's a great point. It comes with a little ladder. Like,
I love it.
I wasn't around. I wasn't collected when the first version of this came out. You bet your bottom dollar that I will be getting this tomorrow. When this comes out tomorrow. I wish it was tomorrow. The sun is coming out tomorrow.
Maybe.
Bet your bottom bottle. Well, listen, today is like our last cold day. I'm so happy. Our last day in the 30s. By the end of the 10-day forecast, we're into the 60s.
That's crazy.
Yes.
So. I wasn't a fan. I was collecting, but I did not get that Hornswoggle. I have every other Hornswoggle besides that one. So I'm super happy to re-release it.
From the Vault, killing it. Re-release the Boogeyman. Holy smokes. This thing looks great.
the rocks to those goosebumps. I got the boogeyman right here. No, this is awesome. Love the worms.
The worms look real.
Yeah, love the attire. Super good. This is an iconic boogeyman.
I have to get this. I have to pick this whole setup. And you didn't even see the rest of them yet, but why don't we look at it?
Why not? Yeah, let's do it. Oh, I don't know. This is a bad guy. Something about this guy. I don't know, maybe it's the blonde hair.
It's the blonde hair. It comes with multiple heads. So you get the blonde hair, you get the light hair, you get the dark hair. The prototype John Cena figure being re-released. I believe this was a Toys R Us exclusive.
Kmart exclusive, I believe.
No.
Could have been Toys R Us.
It was not. It's one of the two. Hold on.
It's one of the two.
Hold on. It was Toys R Us.
I'm holding.
Because.
There it is.
This is the amazing thing about having my figures right behind me.
Oh, yeah. Some of them. Absolutely.
This was a Toys R Us exclusive. I'd never bought a figure at Kmart, so that's how I know it's Toys R Us. But, like, really, really cool.
Yeah, super awesome. Good to see
you. And again, came with both titles as well.
Yeah. So if you guys have questions why he's coming with the spinner belt and the U.S. spinner belt, that's why.
That's why. A remake of this figure. Pretty cool.
It is a great figure. For the year of Cena's final run, to throw it back with the original John Cena look, perfect, fantastic. What a way to do it.
Absolutely.
He might have broke our hearts, but he's still our guy.
I still can't understand why.
I don't get it.
I really don't get it.
Money talks. He already has a lot of Instagram followers, too. What does he want? I don't know what I want.
Don't make me get sad again. Let's talk about John Cone.
I was just about to say, you know what I want? I want this John Cone, both editions. We got SmackDown. We got your normal WWE referee. I mean, technically, both are retro referees at this point.
But I need the SmackDown one. I think it's really cool with the SmackDown shirt on.
I did not bill the Cone. I want to tell you, I'm so happy I did not, because now I know I don't have to pay $80 to get John Cone.
That kind of irks me.
I get it.
I don't mind re-releases. I do too. I get re-releases. I have no problem re-releasing a figure and making it better. But this was just to build a figure six months ago.
Right? Yeah.
6 months ago to a year ago, I bought all four figures. Basically, I buy all those sets just to build a figure because I find that so much fun, and it's usually somebody we're not going to get. Now, if they would have done it with just the blue shirt and not the original referee shirt, I probably would have been a little more okay with it. But, like, let's hold off on releasing a figure that was just to build a figure.
I'm with you.
I don't complain about much. I don't complain about much, but, like, I wasn't crazy about that. Is it enough to get upset over? No, but I'm just saying
that William Regal is in from the Vault Series 6 in a suit with a back.
I didn't even order that yet. Wait for me to order that whole set, and then it will be. So
it was funny. It was a good one. Listen, I get it. I would be upset too, but I did not get the original one. So sign me up twice. This is
great. Yeah, it's a great figure, so I'm excited to be getting it. So
yeah, John Cone deserves a lot. Let's go.
Absolutely.
What they should have did is they should have made the regular ref a different ref.
And if you go and buy the Build-A-Figure Nicholas, you have father and son.
Yeah. Or if you don't build a figure like me, Nicholas will be in From the Vault Series 6.
Oh, man.
I can do this all day.
What else do we have? We have the Monday Night Wars Ultimate. Oh, hell yeah. Stone Cold Steve Austin. And this looks like the ultimate Stone Cold Steve Austin figure.
This is the Stone Cold that we've been waiting for. He's a little bit thicker, as we all been asking for. He's got the big arms. He's got the big thighs. He's rocking and rolling. But also, we got it. Three sets of hands. Two Steve Weiser's, the short handcuffs, which I'm very, very happy about. But we also got a pair of soft good shorts and this awesome, awesome Stone Cold shirt, which, I mean, if it's been done in fig form, it hasn't been done since Jack's days. This is awesome.
It looks amazing. It absolutely looks amazing. Monday Night Wars, I'm going to need to pick two of these up too. One for have mint on card and one to open, because this baby deserves to be displayed.
What?
I said this baby deserves to be displayed.
What?
I said this baby deserves to be displayed.
You want it out of the package?
Yes.
Huh? Want it displayed loose?
Yes.
Maybe put on a shelf, all nice, tucked away for everybody to see when they enter your domicile?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was a terrible stuff. I could do a better Stone Cold, but that
wasn't bad.
It was a bad. It was good, though. It was fun.
Looks great. It looks great. I can't wait to get this. I really can't. Let's move on to another Ultimate Edition. It is going to be the WWE Fan Takeover John Cena Ultimate from Amazon, right?
Yeah.
How good does this look?
So good. Rocking the blue 33 basketball jersey, his retro shorts. Not to be confused with the new ones. Some black sneakers, the green wristband, the black wristband, and of course, this. You can't see me. I love that they gave him the chain.
And I love, like, if for those of you who are just listening, I have the three pictures up, but the middle picture, he has his hands up like he always did. Like, I love, that's how I need to display this figure. I love this. I absolutely love this figure. I'm going to listen, John Cena might have turned into a jerk for selling his soul to The Rock. However, I need to buy all the stuff they released this year.
Yeah. How smug of him, too. Because he's like the face of McDonald's right now. So if you go to a McDonald's drive-thru, you have to stare at him smiling.
I'm going to Burger King.
I'm going to Burger King.
Because Cody's a Burger King. No,
he is. There could be more than one fast food family.
I hate Burger King, by the way. You want to know what I hate about Burger King? Can we be gross for a second?
Yeah.
You ever eat a Burger King cheeseburger?
Yeah.
When you fart, it smells just like the burger you just ate.
That's a White Castle problem. And
I don't have that problem with Chrysler. I only have that with Burger King. And it's like, it smells exactly like what I just ate. So
what you crave?
I'll pass. What you crave. But this figure looks great. I do want this John Cena figure, though. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So cannot wait.
Yeah, don't give him a microphone. Oh, he comes with one. We're screwed.
let's see what else we got, Mike. We got the Awesome Truth Elite 3-pack. Walmart exclusive coming this summer. What a fun set this is.
I think this is great. I see a lot of people talking smack about it. Like, why do we need this? I
love
it.
The table. I love the belt. Like, this is a great set. Like,
a very, cool. Very unique R-Truth.
Yeah.
You know, you got a really cool looking Miz. That's a you know, unique and cool for the set too, but also a new updated Miz, which is great in its own. You got Triple H.
Suited Triple H. That looks like a great scan.
Great color. It's not a black suit. You know, it looks good. It's very, very awesome. We got that cool, like, display table with a tarp.
I'm very excited. Man. Walmart is now doing 4 3-packs a year.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And we got the ones from Target, too. Like, we're spoiled.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is cool.
It is really cool. All right. What else do we got, Mike? We got Superstar Series 14. We talked about the Great Muda last week. We showed the pictures off. Now we're getting Diesel and we're getting Zeus. Cool. I love the Zeus. The Zeus looks really cool. It looks fun. The Diesel looks really good. The Great Muda's, but that's not the star of this set for me. That is not the star. If you've been watching us, you know I've been clamoring for one person, for one superstar, the one person that I thought fit the line perfectly, and we're finally getting him. The Iron Sheik. Oh, my Lord. It's a 2-in-1 figure with his awesome jeans. Is it a 2-in-1 figure or is there a chase? Hold on. I thought it was a 2-in-1 figure, but now I'm looking at the pants.
Nah, because the pants come off.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
But it looks like they're separated. Like, the leg joint looks separated at the head.
Oh, that's because the fabric.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's a 2-in-1 figure. You get the, like, LJN style pants.
Yeah,
and then you get the tights.
Right.
So this is amazing. I've been asking for this figure for so long.
Yeah.
We're finally getting the Iron Sheik. This is when you pray for a figure and you want one so bad, and then it hits the right way. Bravo, Mattel. I love it. Iron Sheik. And he also comes with the #1 figure because I ran #1. USA. I love USA too. #1 too. But Canada. Hey. But Canadians.
You don't say go anything themselves. Otherwise. Pat McAfee's coming after you.
Amen for Pat McAfee. I love Logan Paul even more now. And the Canadian fans could kiss my hiney.
That was funny.
Booing our national anthem. What the hell's wrong with them?
You must like Goldberg.
I must like what?
You must like Goldberg.
Goldberg? Yeah. All right. Let's move on. The main event. Series
Canada, Bret Hart,
156. We mentioned this in a ringside roundup before. It's available for pre-order right now. Boom. You can go get Triple H, Chelsea Green, Finn Balor, Joaquin Phoenix. Was that
Max
his name?
Max Caster.
And The Rock. You know, watched NXT, and I don't think I've even seen this guy in NXT. Is he in NXT? Or no, he's on the main roster now. Isn't he in the LWO?
Sure.
Okay.
He's wearing an LWO armband.
We got Nick Storm. What's up, Nick?
What up, Nick?
So cool. Nick just said he just finished watching a Tom episode. So if you haven't yet, other people, you should don the Bomb Smith. Okay, also coming soon, WWE Main Event Series Showdown Series 21 featuring The New Day. That's damn good. We're getting Dom and R-Truth, as well as Roman Reigns and L.A. Knight. Yeah! So if you collect the Showdown Series, you're going to want to pick these up, as well as the Main Event 3-pack, featuring Rhea Ripley, Damian Priest, and Dominic Mysterio, an exclusive to Smiths in the UK. Yeah. As far as I have heard, nobody in the United States has picked this up yet. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But
the box is cool.
Yeah, the box is very cool. Honestly, with a box like this, it almost makes me want to buy it.
Too bad you don't live where we have Smith.
We could talk to Phil, our buddy Phil Dunnett over in the UK, the number one Ultimate Edition collector. He has every box variant possible.
As he should.
Absolutely. These are great. These are absolutely
I don't do it myself, but I'll condone it all day long. Damn right. You better be collecting like that.
So, and last but not least, the Knuckle Cruncher Series 6 featuring Rey Mysterio, Drew McIntyre, The Undertaker, and John Cena. And I tell you, the more I see these knuckle crunchers, the more I want to buy them.
They look great, man. Taker comes with this awesome, awesome gravestone that breaks in half. John Cena
with a broken table. It's a
gravestone. It looks
tombstone.
It's a grave tombstone. It's John Cena comes with the table. Drew McIntyre comes with his sword and the WWE Championship. And Rey Mysterio comes with a pallet.
Absolutely, looks so good. Yeah. I can't wait to maybe stop buying knuckle crunchers. I need some knuckle crunchers. I think I'm going to have to bite the bullet one of these days and just absolutely get some.
You got to crunch knuckles, man.
Absolutely. They look great. I love that little ring. I always see it in Walmart and I haven't bought it yet, but I'm always tempted. Always tempted.
Like $7 of like 2 weeks ago.
I didn't know that. I would have bought it for $7.
It might still be on sale. I don't know.
I'll have to check that out.
Something
I'll have to check that out because that is what we do. All right. Any new comments in the chat? Let's see. The new Roman head scan is great, but he's smiling. I don't mind the smiling one that's in the other figure, but the Elite, when he's dressed with the hoodie and everything, that looks pretty good.
That's good.
They at least made Scott Hall NWO Ultimate Edition. That would have been too sweet. They at least should make a Scott Hall. Well, we have a Scott Hall with the 2-pack, don't we? What are we talking about?
I would have loved to see the white and black Scott Hall.
That would have been cool. Be really
nice. Yeah.
Don DeBomb Smith says they finally got Jimmy's hair right. So
yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What a
the Bloodline Barber strikes again.
The Bloodline Barber strikes again. This was a jam-packed news reveal episode.
It was.
It really, really was. So, guys, I'm going to tell you, if we might open some stuff on social media. We might come back on here and do a quick, you know, maybe a 10-minute unboxing. Or maybe we'll just wait and see what we have for next week. There's lots of things to unbox. We got to see how our schedules are this week. However, there will be stuff going up on social media. Well, Mike will be taking pictures.
We're throwing pictures for days. We got new AEW, new Jazzwares. We got new Mattel. We got Bell to Bell. I got a Sanction. I got more toys than I could shake a stick at. CM Punk and Larry are going to be at my doorstep in 2 days.
Oh, mine's shipped today.
Let's go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys,
it's going to be a fun week.
Sorry.
Stay tuned.
Very sorry to say, but this is the last episode of me in my 40s. When I come back next week, I will officially be 50 years old, and I can't wait. Guys, by the way, I have a new TikTok account. TikTok. If you want to follow a fun account where I'm just talking about life and shit, go. I don't even remember what the name is. Do you remember what I told you it was?
Yeeting at 50.
No, it wasn't Yeeting at 50, but I'll have to share the name with you guys so you could give me a follow. Help build that account for me to just have some fun when I feel like saying something. Yeah.
Tommy Saint.
Tommy
changed the name.
That was the wrong guy, dude. Wrong guy.
Damn it. So,
Mike, any closing comments before we get out of here for the weekend? Go watch Monday Night Raw.
Yeah. Go watch Raw. Final Boss. Sell your soul to the big guys. Come on. What are you doing?
Absolutely.
You know you want it. What do you think this was?
Well, originally it was 3 when he did it the first time. Now it's down to 2. So does that mean there's 2 more people on his list that he needs to?
Do you think he's screwing people over, or is he recruiting people?
I think he's screwing people over. That's what I think.
Roman?
Absolutely. And I know who the other one is.
Who do you think?
Who's the guy that cost him the title at WrestleMania last year?
Vince. No.
No.
What do we got? What is it? Cody.
Seth Rollins.
You think he's going to go after Seth?
Absolutely. The reason he lost that title is because he went, instead of going after Cody to end him, he went and hit Seth with the chair.
Ooh, good call. I get that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I think he's recruiting.
We'll see. We've got like 40 something days left to WrestleMania. I think it's going to be a fun ride. So buckle up.
Don't forget. Somebody still has a favor to cash in.
That's true, too.
They could be number 2. Number 1.
That's true, too. What if this happens? Real, putting on my tinfoil hat, right?
We have to before we get out of here. Yeah.
What if the favor is Money in the Bank and Roman and CM Punk are both in it? And Punk says, I'm cashing in my favor. Let me go get that briefcase.
Ooh.
And then CM Punk holds on to the briefcase until next WrestleMania.
Yeah, Money in the Bank should be in May, right?
I think it's in July now.
Yeah.
June or July.
I think I messed up my schedule.
Yeah.
What would be awesome is if they brought Money in the Bank back to WrestleMania.
I agree 100%.
It was way better.
I mean, it made WrestleMania a little more special, in my opinion. It was something I looked forward to as part of WrestleMania every year. I would love it to go back to Mania. On one night you have the men's, on the second night you have the women's, something like that.
Sounds great.
I think, and then you're getting 6 more people on a card a little easily. Absolutely. Maybe the Money Bank.
Maybe that's Punk's favor.
I would love it. Would love it.
Climb a ladder, grab a belt.
I agree with you. I don't think Money in the Bank should be its own pay-per-view. I was sad when they took it away from Mania. It was a high attraction for Mania for me. So, and again, I still enjoy it, but it just fits at Mania.
It's a great match live in a big space, too.
Yeah.
That's one thing that like you can't replicate. Like when you're doing those big ladder matches, it's great when you have a big arena like that.
Yeah. What about like the Hardys when they return for that ladder match at WrestleMania? That was awesome. So,
yeah.
Let's go. Let's bring it back. Let's bring it home to WrestleMania.
Oh, speaking of the Hardys, I should say sold out. NWO style. Wow,
I never got them. Well, they're opening on you.
So. Cool box. We'll get to it.
Yeah. Like I said, Mike, feel free to jump on and just open something.
Yeah.
You can do an Instagram live on our account.
That's not a bad idea.
Let's do different things for different people. Let's start showing off.
Well, maybe I'll do my unsanctioned on Instagram. It'll come back home.
There we go.
Right here on YouTube for the rest of the stuff. Because let me go.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's a cool idea. All right, guys. So until next week, for Mike, for Tom, I'm going to say it, and I'm not going to cut myself off this week. Big guys out.